It's funny how life will sometimes throw these little twists at you and make you reevaluate the things that you said you were going to do, or in some cases, the things that you said you weren't going to do. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Apex Karate Performance Podcast. In this week's Thursday Thoughts, I kind of want to talk about how sometimes life throws these little twists at you. About a month or so ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and when we were talking, he asked me if I was an athlete, if I was a karateka, if I was both, or some combination thereof. And for those of you who are familiar with Apex Karate Performance, either from the podcast or from our videos, you'll know that, our main priority, or one of our main priorities, is helping our athletes reach the next level, whether that's to compete for their respective national teams or to compete internationally, to compete at the WKF level in Series A or Premier League events or what have you. And if you're not at that level yet, it's to help you reach that level or the next level that you are aiming for. But one of the key components of it is that what we do, we try to make applicable no matter what your focus in karate is. But when we were talking, again, my friend was asking me about, I keep referring to my, I don't refer to them as my students, I refer to my athletes. And so he asked about that. And I have a competitive background, competing for a few years as a member of the US national team. But as I'm pushing a little bit more of an advanced age or an experienced age now, I told him that for my personal karate journey and for my personal karate growth, my competitive time is over. My goal is not necessarily to compete anymore. And that this conversation was about a month ago. But it's funny how life can sometimes throw these little twists at you. So since that conversation, two things have happened. And one is that and more probably more predominant is that they recently announced that the second international Okinawan Karate Tournament will be held in Okinawa next year. The first one was held in 2018 and it was a pretty big hit. People flew from all over the world and it's predominantly for Okinawan stylists. And they have a Kobudo section as well, Bo and Sai. And I had spoken with one of my other friends for several years now. Since that time, we both were, neither of us were able to make it to Okinawa for that tournament, but we'd spoken about how we want to go together and compete. He's a Goju Ryu stylist, and so we wouldn't necessarily be competing together because the competition for that event is broken down by your into like Nahate, Goju Ryu style, and then Shurite and Tomarite, or Shoren Ryu and Matsubayashi Ryu and whatnot. So you're not directly competing against Goju stylists or other Uechi Ryu stylists. You're competing against very similar stylists. And so they recently announced that the second iteration of this tournament will be held in August of 2022, about a little over a year from now. Around that same time, my organization will likely be having our Gashiku, our training camp, as well. It was supposed to be this year in 2021, but because of the still uncertain pandemic situation and the uncertain travel situation, Japan is still not opened up for incoming travelers yet. And so that Gashiku has gotten pushed until next year. And that's usually in September. So I am planning to go compete in that Okinawa Karate International Tournament next August. Also around this same time, the World Karate Federation released their provisional 2022 competition calendar. And there will be a Series A tournament, very near to where I'm living right now. And I'm going to compete in that also. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with the way WKF competition works outside of the Continental and the World Championships, but there's the Series A level tournaments and then the Premier League tournaments. And the Premier League tournaments are restricted to the top 100 competitors on the WKF points ranking system. Each tournament that you compete in at either the Series A, Premier League, Continental Championships, or World Championships earn you points. So the Premier League are restricted by points. But the Series A tournaments are open tournaments and anybody can compete in them. And so I've never competed in a Series A tournament, so I'm going to do it next year. And so the question you're probably asking, and I'm probably asking myself, is why am I going to do that? You know, I'm getting closer to 50 than to 40. And I've said repeatedly that my competition time is over. I have no more interest in competing. And yet, here I am announcing that next year I'm going to compete in not just one tournament, but two, both of them international. And why is that? Not for any medals. Not because I think I'm going to go out and I'm going to get this medal or that medal or whatever, though obviously that would be very nice. But I found that sometimes we need something to focus us, to drive us, to push ourselves sometimes just a little bit harder, something to hold ourselves accountable. And it may not be the same for everybody. When I'm focused, when I have a specific goal, I've found in myself at least that I will push myself further. It's almost 10 o'clock at night here as I'm recording this. And I taught an hour and a half class tonight. And then I did a Kobudo workout. Where I did a bunch of Kihon and then several kata before even doing any of my personal karate kata. And when I did the first one tonight, it was what I would call pretty ugly. The second one, well, back to the first one, it was fine, but I could feel that I wasn't as focused. But when I did the second one, it was much more focused. And I ended up doing several more after that. You know, I didn't intend to make it an in-depth workout or whatnot, but I needed to get the reps in. And knowing that I have this plan for next year helped focus that. And so how am I going to prepare? Well, actually, before I talk about that, what I want to say is that the other thing is, you know, I'm coaching athletes. And so sometimes, we've all seen these karate coaches or senseis who don't train themselves. They're not out there doing it. They talk a good game, but sometimes, you know, they're just standing in the corner calling count or giving commands, and they're not actually participating in class or not doing the activities themselves. And so part of my goal in this is to try and help set an example for some of my athletes. You know, if you're going to talk the talk, you need to be able to walk the walk. And so do I think that I'm going to go out and win the gold medal in this Series A international competition, this WKF international competition where competitors, elite level competitors, are going to come from all over the world? No, probably not. And that's okay. But it's to set an example, to hold myself accountable, and to give me just that little thing to help focus my training. And so how am I going to do that? Well, for the majority of this year, I'm going to pretty much just continue with my training as I have been. You know, right now, my predominant focus is honestly on my Kobudo, working my bow, working some Saikata. and continuing to do my karate. But as we get closer to August, September, the end of the year, I'm going to do the same things that I do with my athletes. I'm going to create a training plan, kihon, individual kata. I'm going to take a kata and break it down and work the technical components. You know, one of the things that I'll do with them is they'll spend, when I make their training plans, for example, if they're working on one specific kata, we'll break it down, and the entire week they will go through that kata. But each day might not even be the whole kata, might only be sections of the kata over and over again. Repetition, slow, breaking down the movements, working on them, then putting them all back together. Working on my fitness. You know, that's something that I identified as an area that I need to improve on. And so I'm going to improve on it. I'm going to make a concrete training plan. Maybe not a lot of running, because, you know, with these knees, but I have a rowing machine here in my complex in the gym. And so we're going to become friends again. And that's what we're going to do. That's how I'm going to prepare. I'm going to go through the same things that I prescribe for my athletes. I'm going to focus my attention on these tasks. This was what works for me. It's something that helps me. If I have a definitive goal that I'm trying to achieve, then it will help me remain focused, get off the couch, focus on what I'm doing, and train harder. And it may not work for everybody, but that's one of the things that I need. And so I'm probably going to ask for your support and your help as we go through this. So that's it for me this week. Do you have something that's focusing your training, something that you're, that's guiding you or propelling you forward? If so, let me know. I want to hear about it. So now you know what to do. So go get to work, and we'll see you out there.